visuals at the beginning of the service suggest the beauty of British Columbia, as well as the challenges facing Indigenous communities today as they struggle to protect their lands from the impact and proposed projects of fossil fuel and other extractive industries. While the legal and social systems of Canada and the US differ in some ways, the history of colonialism and ruthless corporate power in both countries have had a similarly devastating impact on Indigenous people. Over the past several years, East Shore members have begun learning more about this dynamic and our responsibilities to Native peoples and the land and waters in response to this history. As part of our learning and spiritual growth, we have invited and listened to Lummi, Duwamish, Puyallup, and other Native leaders who have shared their experience, knowledge, and stories with us. Today, we are honored to have with us Reuben George, a leader of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation from British Columbia, where he is a spiritual leader and is also actively working to protect the Burrard Inlet from the proposed Trans Mountain Pipeline Expansion and Tanker Project. He is the manager of the Sacred Trust Initiative, grounded in the culture, spirituality, and law of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. We're grateful to you, Reuben, for your willingness to come share your knowledge and spiritual insight about the work you have done for so many years.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
Morning.
It's been 10 years of my life, and I didn't expect to do this. And actually, I do family therapy, and I haven't practiced since I started this. And 10 years exactly, almost. And stopping the Kinder Morgan, now the Trans Mountain Pipeline. And actually, I started consulting some business companies that help supplement this work. And those are going really well. But I'm happy to come and share. And this isn't the first time praying with you all. And my work, as I see it, is how Tsleil-Waututh sees it and how we're mandated is to go by our law. And that's truth, family, culture, and health. That's Coast Salish law. That's essentially the law of our culture and our spirituality. And it's the foundation of any religious or any spiritual belief with the fundamentals of humanity implemented into it. And that's love is the most powerful thing. Honor, respect, dignity, pride, compassion, understanding, truth, knowledge, wisdom, all those good things that create a good human being. And so we took that work we created our work out of that foundation. And we worked with world-renowned scientists. We worked with world-renowned economists. And we created a 1,200-page assessment based on our Tsleil-Waututh Nation law. And that's available online on sacredtrust.com. But we also did a spill analysis. We did a clean analysis. We did an economic study. We did an air quality study. All these documents have, we submitted, and then to what we created our argument out of for the Federal Court of Appeal. In 2018, we won. We sent them back, and by the way, it's been postponed 10 years since we started this, and the price went up from $4 billion. Now it's up to almost $17 billion, and. But we just lost recently in the Federal Court of Appeal, February. So we applied to Supreme Court and we were denied. But that was crazy in itself because, Canada copied our evidence. They agreed with our evidence, and the judge in two similar instances of our arguments, and the judge said, "Yeah, it looks like you're right." And Canada, yeah, they did copy you. But we're going to side with the best interests of Canada. So it was handpicked judges by Trudeau who of course pushed and owns the pipeline that handpicked these judges. And we're surprised that we are denied our appeal at Supreme Court, but we still have options. We haven't even played our best hand yet. And so we're pretty confident. And actually, their confidence is probably their biggest weakness. So we still have more on board to win than we ever have. You know, and what we've done in the last 10 years, I spoke at the Kinder Morgan AGM, their $350 billion company. When it was Kinder Morgan, 3 months to the day after speaking there, their stock fell by 60%. Their dividends were cut by 74%. So that was a victory in itself. You know, we did rallies, we did concerts. I spoke down in Washington, and, you know, I've been to United Nations multiple times as a guest to speak there. I think they don't accomplish much, but it's a very good large microphone that the world reaches out to the world. My kids actually started speaking, and both of them spoke there 3 times each. You know, we spoke to my son and my sister spoke to international banks and got them to divest out of the Alberta tar sands. We spoke to the insurance companies, my sister and my daughter, and they got them to divest, you know, quit giving insurance to them. You know, we worked with all levels of government that are on our side. You know, BC was suing them as well, British Columbia. So we created allies, but when, you know, we just don't fight for what we have. We enhance what we have. Our salmon count for our main river went down to 6,000. We brought it up to over 6 million in 10 years. Our elk reintroduction, we put, I think, 38 elk in there. We have close to 400 now, which brought that, started completing the ecosystem. Birds, flowers, grizzly bears, and wolves all coming back to our traditional territory. Our clam harvest, you know, in our assessment, it talks about our traditional diet. You know, we already know this, 80% of our traditional diet came out of the water, but we can't eat there because Vancouver's the second biggest port in North America. And so all the pollution from all those ships ends up on our shores. But we've been cleaning it. And the first time in 40 years, we did a clam harvest because we've been cleaning it. And, you know, I do a lot of local, international, and national travel. And, you know, we have a really good team at Tisleawitith. We work with two different law firms. We have good policy analysis people. We have good scientists. We have our own people that actually, it's crazy, during this fight, went and got degrees to help us in this fight. You know, so we have our own people that are educated, that are turning into scientists, that are helping, and of course all the good allies that we work with. You know, and what we always come back to in our ceremonies, you know, we brought out what we believe is the closest things to God in our Coast Salish way, and we did blessings on our work, and we did blessings on the people. We've been blessings on the people on the front lines. They blessed me, and we always come back to that. It's the foundation of what we believe in, because I know when we started 10 years ago, it took me a year to convince my own nation, my own family, my own people to that we can't allow this to happen. They said it's too big. It's a $350 billion company. At that time, it was Christy Clark, leader of British Columbia. She's for it. Alberta was for it. Canada was for it. U.S. wanted it. China wanted it. So they said, you can't win. You can't win. And we fought. Wasn't much of an argument with my own family, because I'd say, we're Tisleawitith. That's how I'd win. And what that means is people, the water of Vancouver. And they said, yeah, you're right. Okay, let's do it. But, you know, even though we had these, when you look at it, a small little Tisleawitith nation up against this big company in Canada and China, United States, everybody for it. When we prayed, we knew we would win. And I remember at the very beginning, they said, you're just going to have to teach them our way and our law. And that's our laws of truth, family, culture, and health. Coast Salish law. That's the law of our spirit, the law of the land. Everything has spirit. And I was like, holy smokes, how are we going to teach that to people that don't even understand that they carry a spirit within inside of themselves? Richard Kinder, back then it was Stephen Harper, Christy Clark. And we met with these guys, and there's nothing there sometimes. And what they believe in is that greed. So we did, though. We did through our assessments, our analysis, our studies, and in court. And we brought this to an international, we brought international attention to it, through the Alberta tar sands, one of the biggest industrial projects in the world. We opened people's eyes, and we created allies all throughout, mainly North and South America, people standing up and people fighting. And And we're, I could say, even though we lost in court, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. It's not going to get built. You know, we believe in our prayer and the closest things, that the tools that we have to communicate to Creator, we used. And I believe in that. And I believe in the prayer. And I believe that we will win. You know, it's a funny thing. It gave me more juice that we lost. And, you know, I try harder. I pray more, create more allies. And, you know, Swinomish down there is a huge ally. Lummi Nation is a huge ally. Tulalip's been to court with us. Suquamish, all the work that we did, they did similar work. They did studies and analysis, work with scientists, and all based on their indigenous law, which is essentially the same as ours, Coast Salish law. So, you know, there's others doing really good work. And, you know, I don't do the civil disobedience because I'm going to court, and I got in trouble for speaking up against Trudeau and his handpicked judges and how crazy he is. And I'm not supposed to say things like that. But my son and my mom and my daughter and my cousins, they do civil disobedience. My mom got arrested 3 times. She's like 80 years old, and she chained herself to the Kinder Morgan fence and said, "Nobody's going to work today." You know, my cousin Will, he hung from Second Arrows Bridge, and he stopped all the tankers, all of them, not just the Kinder Morgan ones, all of them, from going through. He's hanging from the bridge, you know. And my son and my daughter, they're just amazing in what they do, and they got some things planned that they're going to do. And they both live with me, and they don't tell me what's going on because they know I'm going to court. But we're all going in the same direction. We're all in the same canoe, and you know, everybody has to do what they have to do to make sure that this doesn't go through. And whoever it might be, you know, and the backbone behind what we do is just like each and every one of you. I incorporate these values in my life and raising my kids and being a good son and a good father and whatever it might be. And my work is so important. I was lucky enough to incorporate our cultural and our spiritual values of those teachings of humanity into everything that I do. And I still continue to do that today. You talk about the genocide that has happened to Tsleil, which is actually around 15,000 people wiped out to 14 people. We're almost completely 100% extinct. But what came with that is a lot of hurt and pain and residential school. All those things, the things that, you know, are just the tip of the iceberg. We couldn't open up a business. We couldn't speak to a lawyer, couldn't practice our language or our culture or our spirituality. All those things were against the law not too long ago. So they gave us little to move forward or sell land or buy land. First Nations couldn't do that and couldn't go to school, couldn't go to college or university. But still here we are, and we're winning and we're thriving and we're making Canada abide by our law. I don't go there and I ask them for permission or ask for apology. I'm going to make them accountable. I'm going to make them accountable for what they've done and what they continue to do. And I don't need permission to do that. And they took notice, and they know they have to abide by our law. And we're winning. And we do it with allies like you, and we do it with your prayer like you, the beautiful songs, you know. I believe in that. Your song that you sing and the instruments that you use to sing, those carry a spirit. And you know, I just close with this. I prayed all over the world. Like when you lit your candle, that candle represents earth. There's fire, earth, water, and sky. When you lit the candle, that represents earth. And then the flame, of course, represents the sun and the warmth and fire. And you put those two together and smoke comes out of it, just like some people smudge. That smudge, that smoke represents a spirit. It's a spirit. And what we want to do is ask that spirit to help us. Anything coming together. It's a spirit. And so any of those elements, fire, earth, water, and sky, and we're part of those elements as a human being. We come together and look at all the people that are on here. We could come together and have a collective prayer and make miracles happen, because it took miracles to happen to stop Kinder Morgan, to get where we are and be on an international stage, stopping a pipeline, you know, and to win. It took spirit to do that, and I believe in that. And I believe in your prayer. And I love you for that. And I thank you for that.